At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Want to hear from any diehard fans that went out to training camp yesterday for the Washington Commanders in Ashburn. So I teased this before the break, Stub. So yesterday, I'm doing my show here at Capitol Ale House, and I'm back here today because last week I was at Commanders training camp. And we'll be back next Monday and Tuesday as well, live from Commanders training camp in Ashburn, Virginia, taking you closer to the action with interviews with players and assistant coaches. But I finished the show yesterday, Stub, and I'm packing up all my equipment here, putting it away, and a diehard Redskins fan walks in, diehard Commanders fan, and he says, "Hey, yo, AWOD." He says, "I was just at training camp today. I was listening to the show as I was driving back." He's fired up, telling me all about what he saw. He thinks Jacory Kroski Merritt, a.k.a. Bill, is legit. He was talking about how much improved he thinks the defense is and all this stuff that Josh Harris has done to enhance the fan experience for fans like him and others that went to training camp to actually see the action firsthand. And he told me he got in line, I think, with his little brother to get Jaden Daniels' autograph or a photo with him. And he's telling me the story, and he's like, "Yeah, the line's moving." But he's like, "There's no way Jaden's going to make it all the way to me. What, is he going to sign autographs for 200 people? And so Jaden comes down the line. Jaden Daniels, the NFL Rookie of the Year, the star quarterback for the Washington Commanders. The future is now with Jaden Daniels. And this listener is caught off guard because Jaden got all the way to him. And so you know what he did, Stub? I sent you a picture. He pulls up his sleeve and reveals a Commander's tattoo that he had on his arm, and he had Jaden Daniels autograph his arm. And he took a picture of it. I took a picture of it. I'll tweet it out later. I think it is so cool. I'm like obsessed with this photo. I'm obsessed with how big of a fan this guy is. He might be the only fan that's bigger than me that's listening right now. Jaden Daniels is signing babies. We saw that on social media, and signing Commanders fans' forearms. I think it's so cool. It reminded me of when I was a kid. Stubb, have you seen the photo? I texted it to you.
I'm looking at it right now. So wait, is that signed? Is he getting that tattooed, or is that still...
So he has a Commander's tattoo, the W, with a feather below it, like old-school Redskins feather. The Jaden Daniels Sharpie above it is just from training camp.
Okay.
Like, Jaden grabbed his arm and wrote Jaden Daniels on it.
So is he never going to get a shower, or is he going to do the thing people do where you get that tattooed?
We might need him to call in and tell us. Like, would you do that? Like, would you tattoo Jaden Daniels' autograph on your arm if he already signed it for you?
No, I probably wouldn't, I'm being honest.
I don't think I would wash my arm for maybe a weekend, though, so I can just, go out to River City Roll and show off the photo and how cool. I mean, it is really cool. Like, I think it's really cool. And it brings me to like a bigger story, which I think is when I was a kid, autographs were everything. I don't know if they're the same that it used to be. Like, now it feels like selfies are the big thing. Everybody wants a selfie with a player rather than the autograph. They're not worth as much as they used to be. But it reminded me when I was a kid So I went to Commanders training camp every single year with my dad, and then when I was old enough to drive, I went with my buddy Gerald. And my buddy Gerald and I went one time. I was like 14, I think, and his mom dropped us off, and we went to training camp in Ashburn. We snuck down all the way to the field, right? We snuck down like we were season ticket holders, right? Like, we snuck down like we were the VIPs wearing the VIP badge. Instead, we were just like two 13-year-olds up to no good. And we snuck down to right in front of the field. We got right up to the ropes that hold people back, and we're watching practice. And after practice, Laron Landry comes over. And, Stubb, you probably don't know. Laron Landry was supposed to be the next best thing. He was supposed to be the next Sean Taylor as a hard-hitting safety that came into the league with a lot of expectations, and he had a hit stick. I mean, that dude could destroy people coming across the middle. He also had, like, the largest biceps of any NFL player. So Laron Landry comes off the field, and he wipes his forehead, Stubb, and then says, "Hey, kid, do you want this towel?" Right after he wiped his forehead. And I was like, "Yes, please." I grabbed the towel. He signed it, and a bunch of other players signed that towel, and I hung that sweaty towel on my wall for, like, the next 10 years. And it's upsetting to me that they don't – it feels like a lot of people don't care about autographs as much as they used to. I know that the Commanders used to, like, 15 years ago, maybe longer, give out seat cushions with the Redskins logo on it that you could sit and watch training camp, and then everybody would get their seat cushions signed. And, like, I have a picture of my childhood bedroom – literally, it's like my bed, and then the left side of my bed and the right side of my bed on the wall were all seat cushions. I had like 12 seat cushions, you know, one from each year or two from each year, with all these random autographs on it. Chris Samuels, Jason Taylor, you know, Rocky McIntosh. A lot of guys that never ended up being really good, but to me as a kid, getting a Redskins player's autograph was the coolest thing ever. And so I had felt like it had lost its hype, especially when I was at training camp and everybody just wanted a selfie. But that listener brought it back. It got me so excited with that photograph he showed me yesterday. If you're just tuning in, this listener went to training camp, was driving back to Richmond listening to the show, heard I was at Capitol Ale House, stopped by and showed me that he had Jaden Daniels autograph his forearm. Stubb, I love it.
It's
I think
good
it's
stuff.
So cool.
When in doubt, grab something. I will say, working in live music, people are still hunting for autographs.
Oh,
and they'll
really?
Get everything signed.
Really?
It was really a Parker McCollum show. I had a girl try to get him to sign her socks.
Well,
he did not.
I'm surprised she didn't ask him to sign something above that. you know what? I think it's interesting because the selfie has taken over, but an autograph still has meaning in my mind. But it has to be, they have to sign the right thing, right? Like, I don't know if the forearm is the first thing I would pick. I think the jersey is the first thing I'd pick.
Yeah,
then
you
maybe
wanna,
then a helmet, right?
Yeah, or at least like even like a notebook or like a card. Just your body, it's not that useful. Unless, like, I don't know. It's a good
but
picture.
Has,
it's the same as
but,
a selfie, essentially.
But it would be cool, though, if he got it tattooed on
yeah,
him
that's
right above
the only
tattoo.
Thing. I like I said at the McCollum concert, people were asking him to sign like their arm to get it tattooed. Like they were asking for that specifically. So it's not unheard of. I don't know if he's going to do it. Otherwise, it's just a good story at this point.
Yeah.
Like you have nothing to hold on to.
But I just remember when I was a kid, I would stand in lines at Commander's training camp for hours hoping to get it. An autographed of anybody. I mean, it could have been a guy that ended up being on the practice squad, and I cherished that. I thought it was the coolest thing ever, and especially when I got something signed that already had that Redskins logo. I mean, because that I love that logo, so I still love that logo. You can change the name. You're not going to change my mind about how good that logo is. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. We're live and local in Richmond from 12 to 3 p.m., and it's game week on The Fan because the Washington Commanders kick off for the first time preseason week one, Friday, August 8th, 7:30 in Foxborough, Massachusetts against the New England Patriots. You'll hear every game during the regular season on The Fan, but preseason week one will air on 96.1 FM. As the Squirrels finish their baseball season, the Squirrels will be on The Fan, 96.1 FM. If you're driving around Friday night searching for the Commanders game. Phone lines are open throughout the show, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. I was just telling a story about a listener that came by to Capitol Ale House to show off that he got Jaden Daniels to autograph his arm, basically tattoo his body with his signature after an unbelievable rookie season. And turns out the listener was listening, as he should be. He's on the hotline right now. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910. Let's go to Holden in Richmond. What's going on, Holden?
What's up, AWA? Can you hear me, dude?
I can, man. What's up, dude?
What's going on? No, I just heard you guys chatting, and I figured I'd call and chime in and kind of talk you through the process of what I'm thinking about doing. I'm not sure yet, so maybe you guys can help me figure it out.
All right, Stubb, I love this bit. All right, let's get going here. All right, Holden, so let me explain it to the audience once again. He's a diehard fan. He went to Commanders training camp. Jaden Daniels was signing autographs. He pulls up his sleeve where he has a Commanders tattoo, and Jaden autographs his arm. So what's the next step? What are you thinking, Holden?
So I'm not sure. I mean, my wife kind of rolled her eyes when I showed her. I mean, she knows how big of a fan I am, and she thought it was tattooed. So I told her it's not. I said it's just Sharpie. She thought I went straight to the tattoo shop to do it. I think I'm struggling a little bit just because it's always been in my head, like, I would have a cool little piece with, you know, history. I waited actually a little while to get the Commanders W because I didn't know if they were going to change their name. So once I witnessed kind of an NFC Championship appearance, I said, you know what, I'll always have that. I'll always remember it. I'm stamping it. And I've always thought it'd be cool to have, like, kind of like the Super Bowl MVP kind of like tattooed on your arm somewhere. And we're not there yet. So I'm hesitant to do it. There was like this nostalgic thing, kind of what you said about, like, I grew up with autographs. So I've got all these balls from training camp with tons of signatures from all sorts of practice squad guys that you probably don't even remember anymore, but it was a nostalgic moment for me. My little brother just likes taking selfies all the time, which I think is cool too, but that's why when he ran through, I said, I got to do the autograph on the arm. Just felt like a Talladega Nights moment or something where I'm just, you know, something like that. So I don't think I'm going to tattoo it. It's still there. I'm looking at it right now. I did take a shower this morning, and it's faded a little bit. But I think if he wins Super Bowl MVP, I think there's no doubt that I'll just, you know, maybe I'll reach out or maybe I'll find him at camp again and have him do it for real.
Yeah, well, I have photo evidence of it. I know you've taken some pics of it as well. So if it washes off, you need to put it back. At least the photo evidence is there. I love this idea, Stubb. What do you think? What should Holden do with this Commander's tattoo?
I think get it tattooed. I think full send it.
Yeah,
that's
after
what I think.
Just a rookie season. I like the idea of building off that tattoo every year. Right, and so he's got the Commander's W, and he's got the feather below it. You know, let's say we get back to the playoffs this year, right? Maybe then you add the Jaden signature. If we win the Super Bowl, maybe it's Dan Quinn's goatee or something gets added. Like, every time this team has success, maybe you add a little piece, and then you could have a whole arm sleeve.
I think that's awesome. No, I like that, too. I mean, it's one of those things, too. I got the feathers back in probably 2012. So those have been there for a while, and then I just recently did the W. I thought about adding some Washington football team stuff in there, but that was also kind of this little bridge gap, so I held off there. But I thought it'd be cool to kind of make like an arm piece with some sort of history as time goes on, and hopefully it's all good history here soon. So I'm excited for this year and what we're doing, but we'll see. I do like the full send move too, but I don't know. I thought about the RG3 stuff. I had all the RG3 jerseys, and they were all signed, and I had the home, away, the alternate, and now they're kind of just collecting dust in my closet right now.
Yeah, but I feel different about RG3's rookie season than Jaden's because we made it to the conference championship game. I mean, believe me, there was a time where I was calling him R Jesus, and I was as obsessed with him as I am with Jaden Daniels, but that playoff defeat and seeing his knee destroyed, it's way different than Jaden Daniels losing to the Eagles but still having a decent game, and you know, I'm so fired up for this season. So I think there is a difference there. I love the feather. That's my favorite part of your tattoo. The W is starting to grow on me because the W represents Washington. It's not a Commander's W. So I understand what Stubb's saying, the full send, but I also understand the hesitations here. Maybe you see how this season plays out, but the way Jaden signed it above the W, that is the perfect, like, placement, Holden.
Well, so I took a video with my Meta sunglasses, and maybe I'll send it to you. He actually, I've got the conversation of where he was going to do it. He thought it was originally going to be on, like, my forearm, and he actually took, like, a couple of seconds. He was like, where do you want it? And I was just like, right here on the arm. He was like, where? And he kept asking me because he wanted it to be in the right spot. I said, right above the W. And he grabbed my arm, went right through it, and then he kept flying. So you can see it. I'll send it to you. There's a little quick bit of it. But I was just like, yeah, right on the arm. And he was like, where do you want it? Like, where? And I was just like, I'm kind of like going anywhere. But like, no, above the W is where I ultimately thought it would look kind of cool. Originally, I always thought it would be cool if the W wasn't there and you put a signature above the feathers. I thought that would look cool too. But now I've got the W added in there too because of all the logo changes and all that good stuff.
Yeah,
but
you got to send me that video. Jaden Daniels grabbed your arm. I mean, I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about that.
Yeah, it was a pretty neat. And I typically don't fanboy out like that with just anyone. I was a little starstruck, especially just with, again, like you said, how successful that season was, how popular he is. I'm saying there's no way. I've been to camp a few times now. I've just never seen him. He's typically got, like, media, or maybe he's hanging out with his mom or whatever, you know. And for him to hit this whole row, it was pretty neat. And then I think he after stopped by the Daryl Green Foundation. Daryl Green was there and had a bunch of kids, and he signed, like, everything for all those kids too. So it was pretty neat.
That's awesome. So send us the photos and videos. We'll open it up to the callers and our listeners. Should Holden get that tattooed on his arm? I say if we make the playoffs again, full send. Appreciate you chiming in, man. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Let's quickly do a Richmond Commander. I'll give you guys my thoughts on the first unofficial depth chart the Commanders released last night.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready, folks?
The phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
So the first unofficial depth chart was released, and here are a few things that stood out to me. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. So, of course, the injured, and I say that, you know, with air quotes, injured players are listed here. Sam Cosmi's listed as starting right guard. Terry McLaurin listed as starting wide receiver. Whether or not he's on the practice field, they consider him as an injured player. He's on the PUP list. We all know he's only on the PUP list because the contract negotiations are going on. I don't believe he will end up missing any game time this regular season. Will he miss preseason? Probably. I mean, I don't think there's any chance he plays Friday with the Patriots against the Patriots when he hasn't shown up and practiced yet so far. But Terry McLaurin's listed wide receiver one. The first thing that stood out to me was Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, a.k.a. Bills, getting all this hype as the exciting rookie running back. He's not listed as running back one, two, three, or four. He's listed at running back five. Now, he is ahead of Demetric Felton and Kaz Allen. Kaz Allen has been a part of the practice squad the last few years and will end up, I think, probably returning kicks and punts in the preseason because they like his speed. But that was the first thing that stood out to me, that Kroski-Merritt still has some work to do to move ahead of Rodriguez and Jeremy McNichols. As much as the coaching staff's talking about him, the players and the reporters are talking about him, this joint practice this week will be super important for him to make his way up the depth chart. I think the second thing that stood out to me was, of all the rookies that were drafted, and there's a lot of exciting rookies, Josh Connerly, Jalen Lane, Trey Amos was the only rookie that was penciled in to first team, starting corners. Trey Amos, Marshawn Lattimore, and your nickel corner, Mikey Sainer still. So Trey Amos already listed as one of the starters. If you've heard from John Keim and others that have been out there at training camp every day, he certainly stood out. When I was there, I noticed the length. I noticed the speed and the aggressive play style. He was jumping in front of a few passes, had a few pass breakups. I think he's going to be legit a great rookie this season. Outside linebacker. Like, every defensive position is listed. There's 12 positions, only 11 play on the field because outside linebacker is listed, and it's Von Miller, it's Jacob Martin, and it's TJM, who I don't believe was on the team last year. But outside linebacker is the hired killer. That's the hitman. Those are the guys they expect to get sacks. And so the reason I think they put that on there is, well, those are your third down blitzers. Those are your guys who are going to rush the quarterback when they're in. So how are they going to start the lineup? I think on first and 10, you're expecting 50% chance. It's a run, 50% it's a pass, right? First and 10. You want Dietrich Wise in there with Dorrance Armstrong, guys that are proven to stop the run, and Deron Payne, Javon Kinlaw on the inside. To me, I know Michael talked about how in his mind that's, hey, second-year guy Johnny Newton, you got work to do. To me, that's the size of Kinlaw, but also the size of his contract. He got paid a lot of money. He needs to be a starter on the defensive line for this season. Johnny Newton and Annie Goldman listed as second-string defensive tackles. So first down, when there's a chance for a run, I think you're going to see Wise and Armstrong. Passing down situations, you're going to see Von Miller and Jacob Martin, or a combination of Von Miller and Frankie Louvu, or Von Miller and Dietrich Wise, or Von Miller and Dorrance Armstrong on the other side. There is a chance that Armstrong moves inside on some of those blitzing situations as well. They had a front four when I was at training camp that was Von Miller and Frankie Louvu surrounded by Payne and Armstrong in the inside. And that was also a defense that they're running with three safeties. It was Will Harris, it was Quan Martin, and it was Percy Butler as well. I expect this team to play more 3-4 this season. The wide receivers, like I said, Terry's listed, but what stood out to me was Noah Brown, Deebo Samuel, all right? We know that if the season started today and Terry McLaurin's there, it's Terry 1, Deebo 1, Noah Brown. They're all three would be in the lineup on passing down situations. Behind them, K.J. Osborne, Luke McCaffrey, Michael Gallup, then Jalen. So the rookie kind of getting the rookie treatment there in terms of the depth chart, which I did feel like K.J. Osborne is such a veteran. That's why I loved having him on the show. I think he's going to make this team. And so if K.J. Osborne's in, and you're not going to cut Luke McCaffrey, you're not going to cut Jalen Lane, Deebo and Noah Brown, that's five. Terry is your six. That's it. It might be practice squad for Ja'Cory Brooks, practice squad for Braylon Sanders, practice squad for Tay Martin, practice squad for Jacoby Jones. I think those are going to be the six wide receivers that ended up making this team. But also, what stood out to me was punt returner one was K.J. Osborne ahead of Jalen Lane. And I didn't love that. One, because what I saw, Jalen Lane was the best punt returner we have. And from anybody that saw him at Tech knows that, he's the best punt returner we have. That tells me that I think the coaching staff might be thinking, if K.J. Osborne is going to make this roster, he's going to have to be a punt returner. If Jalen Lane is punt returner one, K.J. Osborne might be the odd man out and thrown to practice squad if they decide to keep an extra tight end. And then that's the last thing I wanted to mention here. We know about Zach Ertz and John Bates, and we're hoping Sennett can take a step forward. Does Cole Turner make some plays to end up making this roster? He was cut last year, was kind of a surprise cut in my mind, because he was supposed to be a red zone threat when he was drafted out of Nevada and never really developed. They chose Colson Yankoff, who they liked because of his special teams play. Chris Russell and other reporters have told me this coaching staff likes Lawrence Cager a lot as well. So Cole Turner might even be farther down this depth chart than I actually thought, but we'll be wondering who is that fourth tight end, because I think with the amount of runs they expect to do this year with B-Rob, Eckler, Debo, and the combination of, you know, Jaden and others, they're going to have a tight end out there as the sixth offensive lineman, and they're going to need a backup to Bates, and I'm not sure that sentence that guy yet. Is it going to be Colson Yankoff, Lawrence Cager, or maybe Cole Turner as that fourth tight end to make the roster? I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Just got a few tweets that we wanted to read on air here. Reese tweets us, now, is he going to get a tattoo? Or what's the end game here? And I told him we're discussing it on air. What should Holden do? Should he go get that Jane Daniels signature, that autograph, and turn it into a tattoo? If you want to tweet us your thoughts, 833-804-0910, or you can call in 833-804-0910 at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan on Twitter. Another guy says, AWOD, he needs to get it now. Make the whole arm a tribute to the Commanders. They have to win a Super Bowl for me to make my whole arm into a Commander's tattoo sleeve. But I say back-to-back playoff berths, then you probably get Jaden's tattoo, and maybe even something that signals Dan Quinn, because he's our savior as well. I mean, we were lost with Ron Rivera as the head coach. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Time for the Commander's Corner here on AWOD Radio. And I told you guys, as soon as there's a Terry McLaurin update, I will bring it to you. And unfortunately, there is no update. He has not signed a new contract with the Commanders. I told you, I am so glad that Josh Harris is not getting involved, because Dan Snyder would have been front and center. Like, Dan Snyder probably would have taken out a page in the Washington Post saying, Terry, we love you, we're paying you, here's $45 million. And he would have never been worth that money, and he probably would have flamed out because of that money. Because that's what happened to Albert Haynesworth and Jason Taylor and O.J. Atagwe and Adam Archuleta and others, because that's what Dan Snyder did for 25 years. He overpaid players to come to D.C. because nobody wanted to come play for that god-awful organization. But the dark cloud that was above Ashburn with Dan Snyder is gone. And there's new ownership, and new ownership has hired a competent GM. And I love that this ownership group is deciding not to step out into the limelight, not to make it all about them. They're letting Adam Peters handle this. They're letting the football guy handle a football decision. And we can argue as a fan whether or not we think he deserves to be paid or how much he deserves to be paid. I like the idea of just letting Adam Peters navigate this situation, because he knows the ins and outs. He truly knows the value. What I know is Cortland Sutton signed at 23. It's been reported that Terry's asking for 34. Can you meet in the middle at 27, 28? That should get a deal done for me. And I hate the notion of Terry McLaurin asking to get paid more because he was here for all the dark years and because of all the work that he did before Jaden Daniels got here. That's not how life works, in my mind. Not at all. You get paid based off of what the employer is expecting you to do in the future. And I'm expecting Terry to be good for another 2 years. And hopefully this season, with this team trying to contend for a Super Bowl. Here's the Sports Junkies discussing Terry McLaurin and the latest with his contract negotiations for the Commanders.
I think it might be a bigger factor that, hey, we got to really be careful here because we're going to have to pay Jaden $500 million in a couple of years.
Yeah,
we're just kind of keeping that in the back of our minds.
We're going to have to redo deals. So, like, if Debo has a huge year, they're going to have to consider, are they going to ink him to a deal and keep him in the fold?
Yeah.
There's a lot of moving parts here for Adam Peters and Josh Harris.
Man, I don't doubt that he has input. Of course he does. He's the one signing all the checks. Of course he's got input. But I also think that the deciding factor on this thing is not some sort of reticence to pay his star players. It's that we got to just make sure we're doing this in a smart way. Let's see how this all shakes out in a few weeks when presumably everybody still thinks that they're going to come to some sort of agreement. I'm still kind of on record thinking that Terry may have to end up just playing this thing out. Yeah.
Well,
and then deal
a lot
with
of people
it,
think that.
And maybe whatever happens franchise down the line, who knows what the fate is.
Yeah, if he has a great season, then you can reward him, franchise him, or just let him go.
I've always said
if he has a dud season,
that's best case scenario for the Commanders. That's best case scenario. He plays out this current contract. And I've told you, I would overpay him as a free agent for what he's done in the past. But I'm not going to pay him extra because of what he did last season when he's still under contract for this year. And I told Michael, there are 15 other guys, maybe more, 15 other guys that are trying to make the 53-man roster that are free agents at the end of next year, just like Terry McLaurin. But those 15 other guys aren't holding out, aren't holding in, aren't demanding a contract extension. If Terry McLaurin wasn't Terry McLaurin, he'd have no power. And that's what I don't like about this situation, is he's putting himself first over the team, and he's holding the team hostage based off of what he did last year, not thinking about the goals for this season and what this team is trying to accomplish right now. It's a distraction. I find it, you know, I believe a deal will get done because everybody knows how much he means to this team, and you really, it'll drive you crazy trying to envision playing this season without him. It'll drive you crazy. I mean, believe me, I've had to think about it. We brought in Debo Samuel. He's been a wide receiver one in the past. Maybe we do play without Terry. I think a deal will get done. But I find it very unlikely now that he plays in the joint practice tomorrow. Very unlikely he plays in the first preseason game. And then preseason game number two is where you play your starters. And game three is where they don't play at all, but you start to fully do a game plan and fully prepare like it's a week one opponent. If he's not on the field by, what would that be, August 17th? It's not just a major distraction at that point, but I would consider pulling the plug and just trading him. Because at that point, you're implementing the game plan for the New York Giants. And at that point, you have to find somebody else to run Terry McLaurin's routes. That's just the reality of this situation. Again, I believe a deal will get done. But I also was told it would get done July 11th. And how dumb do I look now on August 5th still talking about Terry McLaurin? So annoying. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Commanders. Every game can be heard right here on The Fan and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Fred Smoot will be joining us at River City Roll for Football Festival. That's going down August 16th from 6 to 10 p.m. We'll have a full season football season preview show. We'll give away prizes, swag. We're going to send you to all the games you want to go to this season, college football in the state of Virginia and the Washington Commanders. Fred Smoot's our special Commanders guest. He'll join us next on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. Fred Smoot and AWOD coming up next.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We're broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. Awesome place to watch football games this season. I love the wings, best burger in town in my mind, great beer selection, all these awesome appetizers, great vibe, big TVs. The staff is so friendly here. Come on to Capitol Ale House throughout the season. Tell them AWOD sent you. So the Commanders are traveling today. They'll be in Foxborough, Massachusetts tomorrow. Programming note, Squirrels have a day game. We'll have a brief AWOD radio before pregame starts at 12:30 right here on 910 The Fan for the Flying Squirrels. But the preseason begins Thursday, August 7th. So next time we have a full show, we'll be previewing football games. We'll have to bring back our three-star, two-star, one-star game of the week. But I'll tell you right now, Colts-Ravens is probably at the top of my list because of I want to see Anthony Richardson. And then I'd say Raiders-Seahawks with the newness there in Ashton Gentry. Bengals-Eagles last. But the news we did hear out of Cincinnati is that Zach Taylor is committed to playing his starters in the preseason more so they can get off to a faster start. That's the lead story as we go around the National Football League with NFL Hits on The Fan.
Every offseason rumor, every free agent on the move, and the drama surrounding the NFL draft. It's NFL Hits on AWOD Radio.
So Bengals coach Zach Taylor announces a new approach to preseason games. The new approach is in hopes of getting off to a fast start in 2025. He told reporters that Joe Burrow and other starters will play this Thursday against the Philadelphia Eagles. He said the plan is to play multiple series and even see action in Cincinnati's preseason game against the Commanders next week. He went on to say, more than a drive and up to a quarter, you could see Joe Burrow and the other big-name stars in action in just 2 days on Thursday. Joe Burrow threw for 4,918 yards, 43 touchdowns last season, career highs, and won NFL Comeback Player of the Year. The problem was anytime Joe Burrow came back onto the field, his defense had given up a score. They finished 9-8 last two seasons and missed out on the playoffs. Meanwhile, Joe Burrow's throwing for 300 yards and three touchdowns every game. The defense was the issue. I don't know why playing your starters is going to help that for the offensive side of the ball. I don't think this is a smart move. Jamar Chase and T. Higgins mean way too much to this team for them to have any kind of little injury and miss any time for the regular season. I understand what he's saying, and I told you, Stubb, what did I say? I would have fired Zach Taylor if I was the general manager of the Bengals.
Both would have, yeah. It needs to happen.
You can't miss the playoffs with Joe Burrow in his prime. And this is a desperate move by a desperate coach to make sure his team doesn't get off to an 0-2 start, which they've done in each of the past three seasons. To me, I'm saying right now this will backfire, and there will be a major piece of the Cincinnati Bengals that gets hurt and misses week one. I don't like this move.
My defense of this is there's one team that very consistently does that, and it is the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
And, you know, we said this last year when they're playing them. It's not a bad team to replicate their formula.
It's not. But, like, even the Bengals can – I mean, the Chiefs, they can afford to lose a wide receiver. They've got a bunch of nobodies out there running routes and catching passes from Patrick Mahomes. And if they lost Travis Kelce or Mahomes, that'd be different. I'm going to say my opinion is this backfires, and I think they're going to get off to another slow start to the season also. It's just I'm worried for him. I thought he should have been fired. I think he could end up being the first coach that gets fired this season, right? Because if you do this and then you get off to an 0-2 start, what are you telling ownership that you belong as the head coach still? And especially with the way their season starts, first 4 weeks, they should be 3-1. At the Browns, host the Jags, at the Vikings, at the Broncos.
Oh, if they start 0-2 against the Browns and the Jaguars,
he's got
to be out week two.
Yeah. And they have a cupcake easy end of the season, Dolphins, Cardinals, Browns. If they miss out on the playoffs, he loses his job. I think he also could get fired if they make the playoffs and lose in the first round. As we're going around the National Football League with the latest news and notes, well, we are upset in Washington that Terry McLaurin's not on the practice field. I told you I'd love to be a fly on the wall on the fan in Dallas. Here's Get Up ESPN talking about the latest situation with Dallas and Micah Parsons and the culture that owner Jerry Jones has created.
Jerry, the general manager, who still stunning to me sometimes to say that an owner is also a general manager, is losing majorly. Jerry needs to snap the streak, and the streak that I'm referring to is star players becoming extension eligible and feeling the right to play out every last card available to them because they know in the end they're going to end up getting what they desire, which is a top-of-the-market deal. And the way the top-of-the-market deals work is the longer you wait, the larger the deal is because somebody else might get paid just ahead of you that increases the top-of-the-market. See, this offseason, at the beginning of the offseason, if the Cowboys, who again could have extended Micah Parsons last year, had done so February 15th of this year, whatever the day after the Super Bowl was this year, they could have gotten Micah Parsons for a top-of-the-market deal that maybe was around $36, $37 million a year. And then Max Crosby and Miles Garrett and TJ Watt and other players completely blew the top off of the pass-rushing market. The Cowboys need to, at some point soon, find a player who is worthy of a massive deal and snap a streak. Be aggressive. Make that player overpaid, perhaps, because it's become a cultural issue now where other players see guys waiting and waiting and waiting and eventually getting what they want. The players have almost always won. Zeke, Dak, CD, you name it. Probably very soon, Micah Parsons.
Okay.
What's going to happen with Micah Parsons and the Dallas Cowboys? Now, Stubb, here's one thing that Jerry is doing that I do like, and I hate Jerry Jones and everything about the Cowboys, the star on the helmet, the new Jerry's World. I can't stand that organization. But there's one thing Jerry's doing that I like. I'm going to attempt to explain this in an awful Jerry Jones accent. I know it's awful. But he said, Micah, I'll talk to you. I'm not talking to your agent. He doesn't want what's best for you, Michael. He wants what's best for him. I want what's best for you and the Dallas Cowboys. I'll talk to you and create a deal. I like that Jerry's doing that because, as I've said, I think Terry McLaurin's getting an awful advice from Buddy Baker. And I think if Terry McLaurin was discussing with Adam Peters, they'd probably already have a deal in place. Because I think a similar situation's happening with Micah. Sign a contract, play for the team if you want to play for them. If you don't, then demand a trade. But Micah Parsons is trying to get a contract with the Cowboys, and Jerry has done this with all the other guys. He tries to cut corners, cut a few million by cutting out the agent. And I'm kind of okay with that, to be honest with you, because I think that's holding Terry McLaurin back a little bit. He shouldn't be asking for $34 million. He shouldn't be asking for $33 million. He shouldn't be asking for $32 million. I think Terry McLaurin should ask for $27, $28 million. I think that's his value, and I think that's a fair deal. And if you want him to get paid for what he's done in the past, I'm sorry that that's not fair, though. That's not how it works in this life, in my mind. Stubb, how awful was that accent? I mean, were you just cringing back there?
I think it was closer to a South Park Canadian than Jerry Jones, which I found interesting.
I tried to make it very old and very white. Very, very old.
Right.
Because he is so ancient. But I tried to sneak in. He literally calls him Michael. Micah.
Micah. He does have a distinct accent.
Yeah.
I would say you were like 15% there.
How about when he was on Hard Knocks and he was like, "You guys know what I eat for breakfast every day? McDonald's."
Well, this is an entirely different
Nothing's
voice.
As good as McDonald's. Hey, Micah, I don't want to talk to your agent, Micah.
It's very South Park. I don't know how to place it. Like, you sound like Trey Parker right now.
Well, I don't watch enough Cowboys television, so maybe I need to work on that. We've been hyping up a team that's going into year two with a quarterback that has a coach on a second opportunity, that has exciting weapons at wide receiver and running back, and what they believe is a top-tier defense. And I'm not talking about the Washington Commanders. Have we been sleeping on the Denver Broncos' chances of winning the Super Bowl this year with year two of Bo Nix after a 10-win regular season and a playoff berth? Tannenbaum, on First Take, believes that's not out of the realm of possibilities. Let's take a listen.
Super Bowl, and you just look at both sides of the ball. You know, we talked about Caleb Williams before.
What?
Bo Nix played really good football. He's going to get better, take another step. That offense is going to be extremely efficient.
Bo knows.
But if you look, Bo does know. But you look at the other side of the ball, guys, that is a championship defense. You talk about Zach Allen, Nick Benito, Jonathan Cooper, and then they went out and added two guys from San Francisco, Dre Greenlaw and Taloa Hufanga. They took Jahdae Barron in the first round. That's a championship defense, and I think an efficient offense. If Coach Belichick was sitting here, guys, he would always talk about how teams lose games in the NFL before you ever have to win it. This offense is going to be a lot like Buffalo's, where they're going to be efficient. They may not be flashy, but they have a smart quarterback who's an underrated athlete. And I'm telling you, this defense is outstanding. We're going to be talking about Vance Joseph as a viable head coaching candidate coming down the stretch.
David, wow. I think
something's wrong with Mike T. Listen, respect. First of all, let me say this. I'm a fan of Sean Payton. I always have been. Mm-hmm. I think he's an exceptional coach, an exceptional offensive mind. He's obviously accomplished a lot in his career, and he's the right man for the job in Denver. I'm not throwing any shade on him, but when you say this is about the seventh time you felt this way, how many Super Bowl championships does he have? One. How many Super Bowl appearances does he have? One. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Where's the other six then? I don't want to hear all that.
Look, I'd rather side with anyone than Stephen A. Smith. So I understand the argument for the Broncos making the Super Bowl this year. I'm not sleeping on their defense anymore, Stubb. I'm not sleeping on their defense.
No, you really can't. Like, there's some ballers out there.
R.J. Harvey, J.K. Dobbins, Jaleel McLaughlin, the running backs, and the wide receivers. Cortland Sutton just got paid, and we're comparing him to Terry McLaurin. Outside of contract negotiations, I don't think anybody should compare the skill level of Cortland Sutton to Terry McLaurin or Marvin Mims to what we've got. Devon Velly. I don't think they have enough talent in terms of the skill position. And last time I checked, it's not 2019. I don't think Evan Engram is going to save the day for them at tight end. I question the offense. No longer will I question the defense. But Sean Payton has been a brilliant offensive mind for a long time. And maybe if there's one guy he can get the most out of, it's Darren Sproles' version of J.K. Dobbins. Screen passes, handing it to him, getting it to him in open field. I wonder, because J.K. Dobbins had a fantastic season last year when he was healthy. Maybe he has a great season for Denver this year, and that's the big piece of their offense that I feel like is missing. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. You can tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. And we did get a few tweets I wanted to get to. Paul tweets me, AWOD, as a Bills fan, I'm really excited about Hard Knocks tonight. Are you a Hard Knocks fan? I've actually never gotten into it, but I will definitely check it out. That's from Paul, who's listening. We'll answer that when we return. I didn't know, Stubb, that Hard Knocks returned tonight. I guess it is Tuesday, August 5th. It makes sense. And then Trevor tweets us. He says, AWOD, I understand if you don't remember me. It's Trevor from Charleston, South Carolina. I used to live in RVA. I've had a hiatus from listening since the Super Bowl, but I'm back to listening again recently, and I'm pumped for the upcoming NFL season. I mean, Stubb, if it wasn't the leaves falling from the trees or the smell of football in the air, when Trevor tweets us, that's how we know football season's back.
That's how we know it, yeah.
That's how we know. Thank you, Trevor. We always appreciate your support. Hail to the Commanders. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.